Hello and welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, March 1st, 2017. I am James Marino from BroadwayStars.com. Matt is off tonight fulfilling his reviewing duties for Broadway World, and I'll be bringing you a mostly headlines-only show to get you up to speed as to what has happened in the past 24 hours. Mean Girls musical is searching for its star, says Michael Riedel. Riedel reports that there is a development lab coming up, which I think everybody knew, and that casting is not finalized, which I think everyone knew, and that Tina Fey and Lorne Michaels are working with veteran producer Stuart Thompson, and Casey Nicholaw is directing for a spring 2018 bow in D.C.'s National Theater. Don't you think Lena Hall would make a great lead in this show? Speaking of Lena Hall, she'll be hosting an event for the WP Theater's annual gala, which will be honoring Deborah Messing and Anne Sarnoff. The WP Theater, formerly Women's Project Theater, will honor Emmy-winning Broadway alum Deborah Messing and president of BBC Worldwide North America Anne M. Sarnoff with Women of Achievement Awards and its 32nd annual gala. In other special event news, Broadway Backwards adds even more. The concert to benefit Broadway Cares and the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Community Center in New York has added a handful of names to the lineup. We've talked previously about some other names, but here are some of the new ones. Josh Groban, Cynthia Erivo, Carolee Carmelo, Santino Fontana, Elizabeth Stanley, Eric Peterson, Robert Creighton, Megan Sikora, Dominic Nofili, Michael Longoria, Dana Reichard, and Emmy winner Bruce Valanche. The 12th annual event will take place March 13th at the Al Hirschfeld Theater, and for more information, check out BroadwayCares.org. Craig Zaden and Neil Marin, who we know from NBC's Sound of Music Live, Peter Pan Live, The Wiz Live, and Hairspray Live, have jumped to Fox, where they're planning a musical TV series based upon The Cotton Club, which will be directed by Kenny Leon. No timeline has been announced, and the script is currently being developed. Philip Boroff over at Broadway Journal reports that influential members of the theatrical community are asking the New York Times to hire a woman of color as a critic to fill the position that Charles Isherwood was fired from in February. As of this recording, over 800 people have signed the Change.org petition. Some of the familiar names include Marsha Norman, Lynn Nottage, David Lindsay Abair, Doug Wright, David Henry Huang, Christopher Shin, Haley Pfeiffer, Kate Weatherhead, Daphne Rubin Vega, Renee Elise Goldsberry, and Kathleen Chalfant. The article that Boroff writes dives deeper into the issues surrounding theater criticism and representation across the spectrum. We will have a link to that in the show notes, so please check it out. Paris's Mogador Theater will reopen in September without Phantom. We talked a few months back about the fire in the theater, which postponed the Sierra Bagus-led production of Phantom of the Opera. The theater will reopen in September with a French production of Grease. Question is, do they call Frenchie Frenchie in a French production of Grease? Next up, doing the reverse commute, is Josh Charles, who will be appearing in Annie Baker's new play, Antipodes, at the Signature Theater on 42nd Street. Performances begin on April 4th and run through May 14th. As of right now, we'll see if that gets extended. I don't know what Antipodes meant, so I looked it up, and it means the exact opposite or contrary, according to Merriam-Webster. There is no description in the press release about what Annie Baker means by this title, so I guess we'll just have to see it for ourselves later this spring. The PR people over at Waitress are killing trees by the acre. In a third drip, drip, drip announcement in as many days, we learn that Will Swenson will be taking over the role of Earl, the sleazy husband of Jenna, who will be played by Sarah Bareilles, as mentioned in previous broadcasts. You know Will Swenson from Les Miserables, Priscilla Queen of the Desert, Hair, 110 in the Shade, Lestat, and Brooklyn the Musical, and his most successful role, Mr. Audrey McDonald. And finally, aside from having a confusing name, the show Come From Away will reopen in Toronto in 2018. Why they would announce this on the precipice of a Broadway opening, I will never know. Canadians always confuse me. All right, that wraps it up for now. My name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for spending some of your Wednesday with us, and Matt and I will be back and talk with you tomorrow.